the world behind the black. Bob Zimmerman is here, the author of Universe in a Mirror, the biography of Hubble. And now Hubble needs Bob's attention. There's trouble, something about the gyroscope. Bob, how bad is the trouble?
This is a serious problem. It's been an ongoing serious problem now for about a year and a half, but we have more problems. Hubble originally had six gyroscopes. That gives them redundancy for three-dimensional pointing. The gyroscopes allow them to point it very accurately in three dimensions, and they gave them six so that you had a redundancy. You only need three to do three dimensions. Well, those six gyroscopes have had to be replaced on Hubble many, many times. And in the 2009 maintenance mission, the last one that occurred, they gave Hubble six new gyroscopes to give it as much time as possible. This is not an incompetence issue. This is a difficult issue because they're moving parts and they do break. There have been a lot of improvements in making gyroscopes, but nonetheless, they have a limited lifespan. So now Hubble has only had three working gyroscopes now for, I'd say, about 2 years now. And once they lose one of those three gyroscopes, they're only going to have two left. And at that moment, the decision has been made to go to a one gyroscope mode. They can kind of point the telescope with only one gyroscope, and they'll keep the second gyroscope as a backup. But that means that Hubble will no longer be able to take really sharp images anymore. The images will be compromised significantly. So where are we? Well, one of the three working gyroscopes that Hubble has had began to have problems in mid-November. They got it working, then it had problems again, and they got it working, and then it failed again, and they're in safe mode right now. No science operations are being done because they're trying to figure out what went wrong, what was the problem with that gyroscope, to see if they can get it operating again. So Hubble sits not in use right now as they try to troubleshoot this problem. If they can fix it, it'll continue to operate as it has been. If they cannot fix it, Hubble's going to one gyroscope mode, and that means where its legacy of magnificent images is kind of at an end right now. That leaves the Chinese with their Zhangtian optical telescope scheduled for launch in 25 as the replacement for Hubble, controlled by China.
Unexplained delay in that opportunity, Bob. Unexplained delay. And always the question of the non-transparency of the Chinese space effort. But we have to puzzle how they've got a copycat of Hubble and now a delay. We go to what I declare to be the coolest story of the moment. This is the solar system.
It has six exoplanets. All exoplanets on this thing are less than six Earth masses. So they could be called Neptune's banded atmosphere, and so they're more like gas giants. They're not really terrestrial. But they are six of them, and they are, as you said, in resonance, which is a synchronized orbit. In other words, the six planets orbit in a 3-to-2 resonance with each other so that everyone completes three orbits. Some complete three orbits while the others complete two. It's a very synchronized system. It suggests that when they formed without much disturbance, and so they could form in this resonance. Gravity causes this. And so it's like a dance. It's a perfect dance. None of the orbits are longer than 55 days. Once again, they're very close to this star, which is not dissimilar to the sun. They're all within essentially the orbit of Mercury, which means they're really hot and uninhabitable, John.
Sometimes I'm reminded, Bob, that the universe of planets and suns is like evolution itself. Everything is tried, depending upon your origins. A long beak, a big beak, you know, Darwin's birds in the Galapagos. It's like that's... The planets try everything. The stars try everything. We're just one version of all of their attempts. And maybe we wouldn't succeed in another part of our galaxy. We're in the right place to have evolved the way we have.
The bottom line here, John, is the uniqueness of the universe. Everything in the universe, every single thing in the universe once formed is utterly unique. And so even people are unique within our human race, and our planet is unique, and every object in the solar system we've looked at is pretty much unique, and so for all settled systems unique. And as you say, that provides the universe the opportunity to experiment and try many different things. And we're only beginning to get a glimpse of what's right behind the black out there right now.
Although Bob and I exchanged nods to each other that we'd read this science fiction novel many times when we were teenagers, The Six Planets and Their Permanent War, to be settled by a visitor from Earth. Now we go to Mars. There's communications resuming. Why, Bob?
This is good news. It's not a, no problem, but the Earth and the Mars, all communications has basically been blocked for the last 3 weeks because the sun is in between. And this happens about every 2 years, and they call it the solar conjunction. And so no communications have been occurring with anything on Mars for the last 3 weeks. Well, communications block has now ended. All communications have now resumed between Mars and the Earth. During the blockage, the spacecraft, the rovers and the orbiters had jobs to do, and they were programmed to do work. And in fact, in some cases, the rovers were programmed to upload data to the orbiters in preparation to the end of solar conjunction. And they've started to download that data again. This is good news. We're back to getting science from Mars again, John.
Dragonfly, what is that, Bob?
Dragonfly is a mission to the Saturn moon Titan. It's actually a helicopter planned and a boat, and it's going to fly there. And they were hoping to fly to it in 27. They have now delayed it to 28. And the reason they're delaying is because of budget pressures in NASA. And why are those budget pressures occurring? Almost certainly because of the over budget problems with the Mars sample return mission, which is the planetary program. You've got many, you know, once again, the Mars sample return mission is becoming another web destroying the planetary program, just as the Roman telescope is destroying right now the astrophysics department. These big over budget projects tend to wipe everything else out, and Dragonfly now is looking at least a year's delay. NASA is doing some budget negotiations too with Congress with these announced delays, John.
And we're off to Saturn, one of the moons, Helene. What is this, Juno's probe?
No, this has nothing to do with Juno. This has to do with Cassini, which is long gone. It crashed into the atmosphere in 2017. But they celebrated the images it took over a period of time, NASA. And in one of their releases from 2011, they had this picture, which I had never seen before. So I posted it because it's a really cool image. It shows details on the surface of this 21-mile moon that are very strange streaks. And why they're there, who knows? I theorize it's because of dust flowing on the surface like liquid, but what do I know?
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.